Good evening, everyone. Tonight is the 30th of January. It's Monday evening. And if I were to title this video tonight, I would call it Many Sing. Many Sing What They Believe. Many Sing What They Believe. They'll sing songs like "The One Who Died for All." They'll sing songs that say, "Whosoever will may come." There's a song also, "God so loved the world that he gave his only son." Scripture says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish but have everlasting life. He sent not his son into the world to condemn the world, that the world through him might be saved." Is he speaking of the world of all men without exception there? You know, oftentimes people sing songs, you know, I'm surprised they don't sing "The Old Auctioneer." "I bid a dollar, 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 dollar. I bid a quarter, 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 quarter. Now 50, now 50. Now 70, now 70. Now dollar, now dollar." They make God an auctioneer, auctioning off his precious blood. Jesus' blood was not spilt. Jesus is not an auctioneer. He's not making an offer. Jesus' blood was effectual for all for whom he died for. You can go and listen to any of the Southern Gospel, almost any of the Southern Gospel music, and you'll never hear them talk about election or predestination or adoption. Now, I did hear a song the other day, they sang it, "Oh Love That Will Not Let Me Go." I like that song. I like songs like "Jesus is the great shepherd of the sheep. He gathers his lambs. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want." But there are a lot of songs people sing, and they're singing their theology. You know? There's a song, "Oh How I Love Jesus." I would much rather sing a song, "Oh How Jesus Loved Me." Jesus is the only one who can revive us again, fill our hearts with his love. May his people be rekindled with fire from above. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen. about some of the songs that I used to sing in my mom's church. You know, have you been to Jesus for His cleansing power? Are you washed in the blood of the Lamb? Are you daily trusting in His blood this hour? You know, Jesus is the one who paid the price on the cruel, rugged cross of Calvary. Jesus paid it all. All to Him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed it white as snow. You know, a lot of people put an awful lot of credibility in what they sing, and they talk about everything they've done for the King. I'm not so interested in what I've done for the King. I'm interested in what the King has done for me. You know, I've shared with this audience before, I went to high school with a gal that had on her car, "God is my co-pilot." That's what a lot of people go through life thinking that, you know, God is. I heard a minister today make the statement that the Holy Spirit is not enough. You got to help Him out. Holy Spirit is the third person of the Godhead. He's got all power. You think He needs our help? We should be singing, "Spirit of God, descend upon my heart. Fill me now." We're going to help out God. People present God as just, he's wringing His hands, just hoping and praying that You'll do something. You know? I'd much rather be singing, "Jesus, Savior, pilot me," rather than telling people that I'm, that God is my co-pilot. Jesus is my pilot. You know, almost persuaded does not teach election. Almost persuaded does, you know, not teach a sovereign God. Singing the song "Wasted Years" is questioning God's power over your life. Talking about all the years you've wasted. Are you saying God wasted your life by not bringing you to Himself when He should have? Did He waste His time? No. And then the only way we're going to trust Him, they used to sing that song, "Only trust Him, only trust Him, only trust Him now." The only way we're going to trust Him is if we've been given the grace of God. Is that not right? Where does our faith come from? There's another song, something called "Step Out Into the Deep." You know, so many people have the cart before the horse. They have this idea that man is the only one that can cause God to save their soul by something that they do. They decide when God's going to save them. Well, if they decide God's going to save them, they can also change their decision, right? If God has chosen to save you, and He has saved you, He does not reverse His decision, but He will keep you. His saving has been, that He's saved you to, is eternal life. You know? I give unto them temporary life, and they can pluck themselves out of my hand. That's the Arminian teaching. I give unto them temporary life, and they can choose to pluck themselves out of my hand. That's not what Christ says. And so anyway, a lot of the songs that I sing coming up, I am resolved no longer to linger, charmed by the world's delight. Things that are higher, things that are nobler, they have allured my sight. I will, here's the I will hasten to Him. Hasten so glad and free, Jesus, greatest, highest, I will come to Thee. The only way we're ever going to come to Him is if He makes us willing in the day of His power. It's not something in and of ourselves. You don't have a free will. That concept is a lie. Hear the blessed Savior calling the oppressed. Come ye heavy laden, come to Me and rest. The only way you're going to come is if He draws you. Who at my door is standing, patiently drawing near, entrance within demanding, whose is the voice I hear? I sang that when I was in second grade, you know, but I didn't understand it. I didn't understand grace. I didn't understand effectual call. I certainly didn't understand election or adoption. Softly and tenderly Jesus is calling. Not always softly and tenderly. I don't think it was very softly and tenderly the way He called the Apostle Paul. Knocked him down on the ground, telling him, get up, He'll be told you what you must do. What's softly and tenderly about that? Just as I am, without one plea, O Lamb of God, I come. The only way you're going to come is if God shows you your own wicked need of a Savior. And you find yourself crying out to Him for mercy and grace. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand, or are you depending on the free will of man? That's my question tonight. Well, may the good Lord be with you. Have a good night. God bless.